Good afternoon. It is the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria in 4FM. Thank God it's Friday! Oh, yeah. So, yours truly, Denise Dennis Walu, had Gary and Afang soup this morning for breakfast. So I have so much energy in me, and I intend to put it to good use on the sunny side today. So help me God. And for anyone who comes at me telling me that how can you be eating gari and soup in the morning, it's not a breakfast food, it's supposed to be lunch or dinner. Please just keep it to yourself. Thanks. Just heard it right there. I will choose when I will swallow my swallow, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Glory. How are you doing today? It's the 27th day in the month of January 2023. Countdown to the deadline for the usage of the old Naira note. Come down to the 2023 general elections. Come down to St. Valentine's Day. Come down to... what else am I counting down to? Come down to a lot of things, really. And the end of the day, I hope it all pans out well for every one of us. We're talking lies this hour on the sunny side. They are necessary and unnecessary lies. Everyone at one time or the other told a lie. Let's tell the truth now. If there's anything we have to be honest about, it's this one. And that includes you and me. Oh, in fact, some people, sad to say, lie almost all the time. Psychologists call these people compulsive or psychopathic liars. They tell lies even when they don't have to. Even the youngest of children will lie, especially if they think by doing it, they won't get punished. Are they come? You go see me now, 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 now. The person is sitting in Joba. Now. Business lies, you know, lies you've told to promote your business, to sell a product or a service. Lies you have told to your partner. You're beautiful. It's true. Even when she's not really looking, you know, Lies you've said, you've tried to, you know, deceive somebody. You lie to her that you love her, you lie to him that you love him, when all you indeed love is their money, or all you're indeed in love with is their physical appearance, and all you're thinking of is how you would just, you know, and, you know, take and bounce, collect and bounce. In the end, is it difficult to tell the truth? I mean, is telling the truth a difficult thing to do? Yeah, think about it. And are there necessary and unnecessary lies? A lie is a lie, okay? But then again, are there times when people have had to tell a lie because at that point in time, it was necessary? Join the conversation on all our social media handles. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info Page. Facebook page, Nigeria Info 92. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and Instagram at Nigeria Info FM _PH. Keep the phone numbers handy. We'll go on a commercial break, but when we come back, I'll start taking your calls and reading your messages. The one number to call is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923, and WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. It is the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 92.3. 92.3 Nigerian. I started off by saying that everybody at one time or another has told a lie. And that's us being honest with ourselves. And that includes me. It includes you. In fact, some people sat to say lie almost all the time. And they are good morning, you have to check. Is it actually morning? They greet you good afternoon. You literally have to check. Is it afternoon? What says the time? Or what is it by your time? Or what's the time? They sleep, they wake up, everything. If they're wearing white, you have to check. Is it really white? Or is it was white? Because everything about them is shrouded in lies. And psychologists call these people compulsive or psychopathic liars. Like, they don't even have to, but they do. They tell lies even when they don't have to. Even the youngest of children, you know, innocent children will lie, especially they think that by doing it, they won't get punished for something. Now, when children first learn how lying works, they lack the moral understanding of when to refrain from doing it. Because lying can have such destructive and harmful consequences to both the liar and the one being lied to. Now, by the age of 3 or 4, we have all started to tell one lie in fear as children. At this point in our brain's development, we learn that we have an incredible, versatile, and powerful tool at our disposal, our language, and we can use it to actually play with reality. And I felt the outcome of what's happening. And then sooner or later, we learn that lying is bad and we shouldn't really do it. So you told a lie, open your hand, I'm going to flog you. Why did you lie? Say, mommy, I'm sorry. You know, it's not that I want to lie. You, I don't want you to beat me. And now that you have lied, is when I will beat you. If you had told me the truth, I wouldn't beat you. Open your hand, I'll flog you. Kneel down, close on. Eyes up, close your eyes. Do like this. Oh yeah, big pin, do frog jump, do this one. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it again. Will you tell lies again? No, I won't tell lies again. Ironically, that same parent will come and tell Junior, who is at the door? Mommy, it's Mommy Bolaji. Mommy Bolaji, tell her I'm not around. Huh, Mommy, you're telling lies. Close your mouth, my friend. Go tell her that I'm not around. Nonsense. And the child goes and says, my mommy is not around, though. Your mommy is not around. Where did she go to? Me, I don't know. But she's not around, though. Say, okay. When she comes back, and tell her that I came, yeah? Or some naughty children will go and tell them, my mommy said I should tell you that she's not around. And the person is wondering, wait, is it that your mommy said you should tell me she's not around, or she's actually not around? I don't know, but my mommy said I should tell you that she's not around. So you beat a child for lying, for telling lies, and in their presence, you tell a lie. You are in transit with your child to meet someone, and the person is asking, where are you? And you say, I'm very close, though. In the next 2 seconds, you will see me. Meanwhile, you are far, far away. And some children can be very, very naughty. When you don't, you just throw that bomb, they turn and they raise and they look at you like, mommy, you say we are too. Ash, come on, close your mouth. Our parents did that to us. But I'm asking today on the sunny side, is telling the truth a difficult thing to do? Is telling the truth, like, Omar, is difficult, please. Is telling the truth a difficult thing to do? Even in business, you know, either kill mosquito where either kill cockroach, either kill bed bug, either kill ants, either kill rats, or you can't see anything, they walk where either kill mosquito where either kill cockroach, either kill bed bug, either kill ants, either kill rats, or you can't see anything, they walk where and you buy the product and you go home and it doesn't kill the mosquito, but the man is still positioned there selling either kill mosquito where. Can't take these drugs. You know they fit sleep for night. You know they get bad dream. Which is they pursue you for night. You know they feel rich, they understand. Staphylococcus aureus, syphilis aureus, gonococcus aureus. If you are private, they do you like this. If not this one, they do you. Can't take this medicine. We they call them. And you buy it. And you don't get well. Now, some of these adverts are packaged well, not the kind I'm talking about. And you actually look at it, it looks nice, it sounds nice, and then you go ahead to make a purchase or patronage, hinge on what you have heard and what you have seen, and then you discover that it is all a lie. Are there necessary and unnecessary lies? Once upon a time, I was having a conversation with my programs manager, and he told me that if you do not lie to a woman, then you do not love her. At some point in a relationship or marriage, a man has to lie to his woman. And that is solely because he loves her. So those kind of lies are necessary. But I do not agree. I mean, tell me, prompt and plain. If I ask you, am I beautiful? If I don't get black past the way I did before, come on, come on, open up and tell me. Don't be telling me, you're beautiful, and I cannot see the beauty in the mirror. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages, 0809-0306416. 0809-0306416. I'm live. We are live in Twitter at Nigerian PH is the Twitter handle, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your set radio set when you call, and also be audible so we can hear you. Now, when you watch us live, I also like to read your responses. So you can tweet your response at us on Twitter and drop your comments in the comment session on Facebook. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Sorry?
Ada Daniel from Abeliamu.
Sorry, what did you say? Yeah, I can hear you now.
I said Ada Daniel from Abeliamu.
Elder Daniels, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Constance.
My name is Denise, not Constance. Hello?
Okay. Didi.
Yes, go ahead.
This topic you bring out this afternoon, very, very important. You have to be bringing such topic.
Hmm.
You know, the society, what we are suffering today is lies.
Lies, okay.
Telling your sister, your son, your wife, not the truth, what you can do for him or her.
Mm.
That's what we are suffering today in the society.
Interesting.
That's the issue base of the crime. You see, now we are under campaign. Politicians have started going about, promising heaven and earth. But when you waste your time and your money, even supporting them, you put them into office, you will not hear from them again. All of them will run. Out of 10 promises they gave, even it is hard for them to stay there for 8 years to fulfill 4. Out of 8. What many of them? And in the family, as they using family as a case study.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
What corrupts children mostly is when mother or father is telling his children, you are building a bad society. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
And when a man is telling his fiance or his wife, lie, you are building a bad foundation, evil foundation itself.
Mm.
And a lie can lead somebody to do anything on planet Earth. Like, look, devil came and lied to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Hmm.
What happened? He deceived them. He took them away from the garden. And that is what we are suffering today. And we started to inherit it. And the whole Nigerian, even the church, the religion aspect of it. You see, both Muslim and Christian, they will preach another thing and do another thing altogether. How can you feel that our society will go forward?
Interesting.
It can never.
All right.
That is why I say, you people, this is a topic. And they forgot that Almighty God, listen, Christian believe in Almighty God.
Mm.
Muslim believe in Almighty God.
Okay.
Fine. But they don't tell the truth.
All
and
right.
They forgot that even in Quran, they tell them to go and buy the truth and do not sell it. They tell Christians, buy the truth and do not sell it.
And
that is a command.
All right.
Do not sell it.
All right.
Do not touch that thing. It's a command. Right.
Thank you so much. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio set, please.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
I must say my name.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for the topic. I so much love it.
Mm.
I will first of all start with the product side.
Mm.
I was in a vehicle sometime. That should be last year. A man wanted to buy a product. They were like trying to tell him, browse it out, it's a very good product. But the man just like realized himself and said, this product in question, you are telling me to browse online. It's a very good product, but what is the content inside this one you are selling to me now? So I later found out that the people, the selfish ones, will go out, get original products, write out what is cured inside, but go out and start selling the ones that is, that will benefit them, that will help them sell cheap, for them to make a very good gain. These ones are the selfish ones. Making the original ones look as in fake.
Fake, yeah.
So that is my own observation in that area. Then secondly, for the area of lying, it starts from the parents. They say train up a child in the way he or she will grow when he is told you will not depart from it. Have you told your child the consequence of telling lies and the benefit of telling the truth? That is the whole thing. If you tell a child that even if you find yourself doing this thing or purposely or you are deceived doing it, why not go ahead and say, please, I was the one that did it. Look at the reason why I did it. Sometimes a child might go feeling as a result of hunger. Why not tell her, even if you are the one that did it, tell me that you are the one that did it and look at what led you to doing it. It will be better than just covering up. Sometimes I don't, you know, madam, just...
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Don't be tired. Calm down, calm down. Don't be tired. I understand that, you know, the thing touched you somewhere, but we got to calm down. Someone says, oh, where was I? Liza, our teacher, told us, welcome, Didi, with the energy. Thank you. This one says, good afternoon, Potaka, Denise. Pathological liars. Pathological liars often lie without any reason. Their lies are extensive and elaborate. The urge to lie is compulsive. They often can't control the impulse to make up stories, even when this causes them harm. It's like they started to lie right from their fetal life in the womb. Habo Karibo. Do you lie so much so that you begin to believe the lie you tell? Like, you're telling a lie, and for some reason you start to believe that this lie is actually, it's the truth. You start to believe your own lies. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh dear, so sorry we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Denise. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Emeka speaking from Port Harcourt.
Emeka, you're welcome.
Yeah, telling the truth is not difficult to do. But why it looks as if it's difficult is how we live in our families, how we are being raised, how we live in our community, and how we work in our various offices. That is why it looks as if it. See, Dennis, you know, in a working environment, those good staff are being pushed by the side. You know that? Mostly in government cycle, most good staff are being retrenched earlier. They don't see anything. No paper crosses their table if you are not into bandwagon of collecting money. You know what I mean? And we citizens are the cause. You know, that is, how will I be working in this establishment? I've been telling the truth. I've been putting all my bills, but I don't have a car. I don't live in an expensive place. Someone that has just started working, January, December, he has started building a house, living in an expensive place. Driving an expensive car, you understand me? Then the society will ignore me on all the things I've been doing for them. They ignore me. Whom they not cherish is the man that I just started working yesterday. Then it's only few Nigerians that will not change to that circle. That is why I keep on telling Nigerians our prayers are 99.9%.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, Denise.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
Happy weekend.
Oh, happy, it's the weekend. Thank you, my brother. Yeah. Happy weekend, Ojare.
My is just a little bit exposed this issue right now. When we are talking about liars, how are we going to do the lawyers that said that lie?
Yeah, we. Yeah, we.
That's what I'm saying. They said that lying is part of their profession.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. As a matter of fact, years ago, long before I decided to, you know, venture into journalism, I always thought myself to be a lawyer. You know, I'd always wanted to read law. Ah, and somebody just told me one thing that thing not destabilize my morale like this. The person said lawyers are liars, that you cannot be a good lawyer if you're not a good liar. I said, eh? You say? And that was how I left law. Maybe I will go back to law, who knows, years from now. But
so what I'm saying in essence is, if a lawyer can do that in his or her own profession, and at the end of the day agree to the society and all that, we cannot change it. Yes, but now, when we begin to teach our children, and as a parent that I am, I begin to tell myself what my conscience is going to tell me after I have done what I have done. That is the problem we are having. Because if you lie, you must benefit one thing before you lie. Either financially, or you want to escape one or two things, you lie. So I love the program because it is going to reawaken us to tell us that even if we want to get or get away with the particular thing we have done, we can still say the truth, and at the end of the day, we can still come out of it.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get your name earlier. What's your name?
My name is Ogundu.
Ogundu. Picture this.
Yeah.
You like a girl. Like, you really, really like the girl.
Yeah.
But for a different reason entirely, you do not love her. Apparently, you just want to, you know, curiosity in you. You want to explore this girl and know what she's like. And you know that if you come out open and tell her, it's not like I love you. It's just that I just need somebody to be helping me to keep body and soul together for the time being. How do you think she'll react?
I think that aspect, it is hard in our society for people to come up and say the truth in that aspect.
But some ladies have actually told us that, see, don't come washing me with, I love you, I love you, I love you. What do you want? If that is what you want, you tell me. If I'm up for it, then good. If I'm not up for it, then bounce. And then you still see that lady asking you to tell her the truth, and you still go and say, no, I'm not here for playing games. That's the word you people use. I'm not here for playing games. I'm here for serious business. I'm a serious-minded somebody. I want to take you seriously. I want to treat you like a queen. I want to treat you like, you know, I wanna spoil you with, I wanna. And at the end of the day, it falls back to that same thing that she asked you and you denied.
Okay, finally, let me just tell you this. Let me drop it before I leave. If I, Ogundu here, I have sisters, and I love my sister so much. I don't think I can lie to any guy, or any woman, because I want her. I love my sister so much. So there is nothing that will make me lie, even before I got married. I explain myself to you. That is just it. So anybody who will love his sister, I will not want his own sister to have that same issues that you will want to deceive a girl. I don't think that man will do that. Thank you very much. And God bless.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you too. Back to your WhatsApp messages. Didi, good afternoon. Are you sure you're not the one that did that voice recording for Ideki Mosquito Wewe? Still thinking about the topic. Though I don't lie in my response. Interesting. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm a swing on your show today. Ohaba. Now do then do me. After Ndidi, some lies are necessary. For instance, hoodlums are after a man. He ran into your house to hide. The hoodlums came asking after the person. Are you not going to lie that you didn't see the man? It is what it is, Dave. Hoodlum. If the person is a criminal, please people should come and carry me home. My house is not a refugee camp, I beg. Good morning, my name is Noble Laura. I don't think there is such a thing as reasonable and unreasonable lie. Every lie is a lie. People lie out of fear or selfishness. It won't be difficult for someone who have overcome fear and selfishness to always tell the truth. People lie because of what they stand to benefit, or they are afraid of the consequences of saying the truth. Now, someone else says, depends on the intention. I don't lie in my business, and I don't allow any of my workers lie to our customers. In my personal life, I've lied to preserve someone's life. And people believed it because circumstances were created and even fed to the media to prove the full story. Me and some others were telling about the situation. It was completely necessary, and I'm not even sorry. Hopefully such situation will not arise again where such a lie is necessary. But if it does, I'll lie through my feet. I will lie through my teeth. I'm not religious, so I'm not bothered by anyone's preaching. If anything had happened to that person, religious people would have just said, sorry, it's the will of God, or would have faked a prophecy that it's divine punishment. Undercover intelligence officers have to lie in the course of the assignment if they are to infiltrate some places. Or is that a sin too? Interesting. Nigeria, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, we'll go ahead. Welcome.
Lawyers don't lie. Lawyers only act on the premise of evidence. Submissions, and if their argument is more superior, and the judge finds it deemed to give you that judgment, even immediately. So if the lawyer is white, everybody is seeing white, and he can convince you that he's black, and you believe it is black, that is it. So go back and read law. It's very good. Good for your body, for your soul.
For my body and soul. And my spirit. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've tried.
Girl, those people you say they lie. If they kill mosquito, if they kill geese. No, they did not lie. They did it. What they did, they only psyched you.
Psyching.
I'm telling you. And what your director one time told you about the male and the female, that is true. Thank you. Today, there are ladies, that a lot of ladies today don't like you telling them the truth. Except you tell them something else. In my place of work, one of these ladies fall into that nonsense. How she met a guy on social media. The guy told her he lives in Lagos. He works here, he works there. This lady believed that guy. And there are people here that are struggling, that are even loving her, believing in her. She never believed them. Until she got pregnant for this guy, gave birth for this guy, the day she knew this guy's true identity, she could not, in short, they have to rush her to the hospital here in the office. The truth is this. Lies are lies. There are grounds you know that this is a lie. And it's a lie. Lie is a lie. But another ground is psyching.
Hey, God.
Yes.
So psyching is defined as what?
P-F-Y-C-H.
Yeah.
Well, now you saw this girl.
What is it?
She's not beautiful. I say, man, you are beautiful. In fact, you are the most beautiful girl in this street. In short, without you, we the men, we cannot rest. We cannot breathe. In fact, we are dreaming about you. We are thinking about you. And everybody knows that is not true.
So you don't whine me, Nii.
Exactly.
You are whining the
that
person. You are washing. So
you
it's
the person.
It's washing and whining the person. They're not lies.
I'm telling you, because that is what the person wants at that material time.
Who told you that's what the person wants? What if the person wants the truth?
That is what she wants. Today, there are a lot of brothers today who are hustling. I mean, the lady saw this guy hustling. Maybe driving keke or kada or even a rickety taxi. Approach this lady. What would you respond? I am not your class. She will not even listen to this guy. Or let this same guy meet her or send his friend with a borrowed car. Flashy. She lady will listen to that flashy car. Guy who doesn't even have a job. He doesn't even dress. He's no income in his life. What do you think? Psyching. The truth is this. We have to differentiate. For me, I see lies as only that kind of story that when told, it can lead to the death. Loss. bodily injury, emotional or psychological damage to a person.
Psyching and washing. Babe, you said. Come on. Say this dress all fits you like this. Come on, there one try. Oh my, this girl fine and chey. You better say that look you like this. Come make the dress. Yeah, see fitting now. You mean it fits me like that? The dress fit. You know look mirror. You know look mirror for your ass. Come on, see your specs now. See your shoe, correct shoe. This one be like correct leather shoe like this. This shoe final. We'll talk more about lies when we come back from this commercial break. It's still the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info. Don't forget to join the conversation on all our social media platforms at Nigeria Info PH Watches Live. Send in your messages. I continue to read them and also keep the calls coming. Remember, we're talking lies. Are there necessary and unnecessary lies? I see your messages on Facebook. Let me see how many of them I can possibly read before the break. Sample Bright says, "Make Udara Sellers come make heaven now. It takes integrity to actually uphold the truth in all spheres of life, my brother. That's why I'm yet to buy Udara one. I'm yet to buy because they tell you one. It is sweet like sugar. One, buy one, chop two. No, how do they say? Is it buy one, buy two? Something like that. He did slap. So when you lack integrity, chances are you're going to need a lie. I think it's more difficult to lie than to tell the truth, because when you lie, you're going to need another lie to cover up the previous lie. Good afternoon, Mrs. Waller. Thank you, Sample Bright. Kenji Christian says, a lie is a lie. The good ones are still lies. Chinedu says, absolutely, there are necessary and unnecessary lies. To me, what we call necessary lies actually are acts of diplomacy. For instance, a certain harlot in the Bible hid the Israeli spy who was sent to spy the land of Canaan. When soldiers came to her to inquire about the spies, she lied about their whereabouts. That singular act of saving lives was commended in the Bible. And when the children of Israel eventually took over the land, Rahab and her family were saved. Chile Edwin says there are necessary lies that can save a situation. Like in the case of Leah Sharibu, if she had told the lie of accepting Islam, she would have been freed alongside the people that were kidnapped with her, and that lie doesn't need another lie to cover it. Interesting. Okay. Good afternoon, Didi. So you are not fasting this January, Abby? No, I'm not fasting. Thank you. Anyways, there are four levels of liars led by Nigerian politicians, lawyers, the devil, and ordinary people. But this lying problem starts from our homes. Children are no longer encouraged to say the truth. And even when they say the truth, they end up being punished. So these people grow up to see lying as rewarding, while saying the truth sets you back. Precious Chibwese from Mile 3. Hello, Didi. If someone doesn't tell the whole truth about a situation, does it necessarily mean the person has lied? Me, I know, no. Good afternoon, Denise. I lied to save my brother's life. God forgive me. I'm Williams from Fuche Community. Williams, if you don't mind, we'd like to know the kind of lie you told. Hi, Denise. Do you know you make a great comedian? Don't know. Is it Afang Soup that is doing the wonders, Arisola? No. This is me. This is how I've always been. Nasa I carry come. Everything follow come. Afang Soup is just giving me some kind of energy, you know. It don't give me energy to do the work well. I think I should be eating more of Afang Soup in the morning before coming to work. Good day, Didi. I was a pathological liar from childhood, and it cost me a lot of pains and set back till I refrain. At a point, I can't tell a truth without lying. Thank God I overcame it. Only one benefit I got from it is I recognize liars immediately I see one. Lies destroy, thanks. But it's unfortunate most girls like lies. Truth irritates them. Ovie, Chris, send that in. But Hacker, good afternoon, Denise. Unfortunately, in our country's society today, lying may appear to be a virtue. People lie and slander fellow citizens to further their personal interests. Indeed, that individual is considered a fool if they do not have some lying prowess. Are we in trouble? Ah, yes, we are in trouble. The Odara people also say, if no be one who no pay. Thank you, Abba Karibo. I say, if no be one who no pay. It's the audacity for me. Like, they know they are lying. And they still tell you not to pay. You know what I'll do? After work, I will go to that Odara place that they used to shout, one, 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 one. I will look like Thierry. If it's not one, I will not pay. I'll enter my vehicle and go my way. And if you harass me, I will shout. I will shout like this. People will come out and settle our matter. That being said, I know some of you have made reference to scriptures, instances where lies were necessary. You know, you remember the Father Abraham has many sons? There, that Father Abraham, you know, at some point had to lie to the king of Egypt. When the king of Egypt said I was entering his eye and had to say that Sarah is his sister. Well, some people have argued that it wasn't exactly a lie. Sarah was indeed his half-sister. But at the moment of being questioned, Sarah was his wife and not his sister. Rahab had to tell a lie. You know, list as many persons that had to tell a lie, and they have termed those lies necessary lies. A lie is a lie. And if we're going to be completely honest, if we want things to get better, we need to start telling the truth. All of you selling fake as original, stop, it's a lie. All of you saying, are they come, are they come, you see me in the next 2 seconds, stop, is a lie. All of you that will be saying, if they kill this, if they kill that, stop, is a lie. All of you that are not being completely honest with your partners, stop, it is a lie. A lie is a lie. My name is Denise Anis-Wada. Thank you for being a part of this conversation.